A ministry helps thousands flee the Congo as rebels attack. Persecution rehabilitation is underway in India, and Christians are sowing seeds of hope to the poorest of the poor. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where the Lord's Resistance Army has renewed attacks. According to the United Nations, the LRA is forcing thousands out of North Kivu. Fran DeRocher is with Mission Aviation Fellowship Africa.
They're a very brutal group, and they're causing a lot of trouble up there, and many people are fleeing. And right now, I know our guys are flying in support of a lot of the relief agencies trying to get some aid and medicines and food up there.
MAF used to have a base in Nyankunde, but was forced out of the area 6 years ago. DeRocher says renewed violence in the region is disappointing.
We have no people there, but the hospital had restarted, was going very well. They were rebuilding. Things were looking really great, but unfortunately, the militia went through again. Basically emptied out the whole Nyankunde village once again.
Next, persecution of Christians in India began August 23rd, following the assassination of a renowned Hindu leader. Severe attacks continue to this day.
This is the most brutal attack on Christians in recent history.
President of Serve India Ministries, Ebenezer Samuel, lives in India and has served the nation for a number of years. He believes the attacks against Christians are continuing to unify Hindus.
They just used this murder of this Hindu sage as an excuse, but it looks like they've been planning for it and preparing themselves for it. All these attacks have been well organized.
As mobs responsible for the persecution work to cover up all evidence, Serve India pastors and missionaries hope to become involved in rehabilitation work of persecuted believers.
The preaching of the gospel never stops. Even in the midst of a situation like this, the brothers and sisters that are serving the Lord in the state of Orissa continue to pray and continue to minister to people and continue to be a witness.
You're listening to Mission Network News. India Partners is sowing seeds of hope into the lepers of Indian society. Considered untouchable because they were born into the lowest social rank, rural Dalit women are being taught to sew so they can earn an income for their families. Usually Dalit women become field hands, enduring the grueling work to earn less than a dollar a day. Becoming a seamstress allows them to work from home while earning twice as much as a field hand. Pray for these Dalit women and their training. Meanwhile, the Philippine Supreme Court rejected a Muslim autonomy deal that's left the islands in turmoil. With the encroachment of Islam, the hope of Christ requires a swift response. Mission Network News' Ruth Kramer tells us how one group's responding.
Christian Resources International has been partnering with believers in the Philippines for some time now. Despite a faltering U.S. economy, CRI's Fred Palmerton says a funding shortage didn't hold them back from resourcing a pastor's conference in the Philippines.
We've already got the materials that we're going to need for that project are over there and waiting, so we're just so blessed by that and excited. They're in good hands and just waiting for the arrival of our team.
CRI's team member John Lowry is working with the ministry team at several church leadership conferences being held in Manila, Iloilo, and Panay Island. A special outreach is also planned at the Manila City dump at the end of the month. Pray that the resources will reach those who need the tools the most. Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News.
And SIM International is in need of a few more workers to help spread the love of Christ in Nepal. Since the fall of the king 2 years ago, Nepal's been a secular state. Since Hinduism no longer is the national religion, Nepali Christians have a stronger foothold for ministry. But SIM has only one missionary in Nepal. They're looking for more workers with a passion for holistic ministry. Go to our website for contact information. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship's making available the book Riding the Heavens by Max Myers, yours free for the asking. The former MAF president shares exciting glimpses of his unforgettable 40 years as a missionary pilot that will fuel your hunger to know God more deeply. Get Riding the Heavens at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.